Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, returning first this afternoon to a story that I think has stopped everyone in their tracks today. A nursing home in East Galway has been left in a state of absolute crisis after the majority of staff and 22 out of 24 residents have tested positive for the coronavirus. One resident has died and two others have been transferred to hospital today. In spite of urgent pleas for help from the HSE, the home is down to the bare bones of staff, with just one nurse and one healthcare worker on duty earlier today, caring for the entire home. Well, in a moment, we'll hear from our reporter, John Cook, who is outside the Nightingale Nursing Home in Ahaskara in County Galway. But first, let's hear from Patricia McGowan, the director of nursing in the home, who herself has tested positive, and she was speaking to Joe Duffy on Liveline earlier.
So at the minute, in the nursing home, there's one nurse and one carer. And yeah. where are they on their shift? Are they near the end of their shift, or...?
It won't be finished till 9 o'clock tonight, Joe.
And what time did they start at, Patricia?
8 o'clock this morning.
And what was, during the night, how many staff were on?
We got help from the HSE for the night. They did send us a nurse during the night, but they promised us carers for this morning and they never materialised. You know, we didn't even get a phone call to say that they weren't coming. I'm devastated. I can't put it into words how helpless we all feel, and we felt that we were going to get help, and it just hasn't transpired. And, you know, our residents are down there, and we're trying to keep them alive. I'm sorry, I don't usually cry.
No, you're okay.
We're trying to keep them alive and well, and we really feel abandoned. That's the truth.
And, Patricia, what was the situation, the staff situation, yesterday during the day?
Yesterday was the same. That same nurse worked a 13-hour shift. That same carer worked a 13-hour shift. The carer that worked the previous night, she stayed on for a couple of hours in the morning, but she was back on again last night. You know, these girls can't do this indefinitely. They can't. They'll get sick themselves. And then where are we? We have literally nobody then. I just can't even get the words out. I feel so frustrated and so helpless and so alone in it, really. We're alone.
Well, that was Patricia McGowan, who is clearly under an awful lot of stress and trying to do her best for the residents in her care. John Cook joins us now. And John, I know you've been speaking to some family members of residents at the nursing home.
Yeah, I found that family members are upset and very concerned about all of this, Sarah, but reluctant to speak and not wanting to go public on it. A lot of this just coming to light, evolving literally on air on RT Radio 1. Throughout the day. I'm here outside the Nightingale Nursing Home. It's on a busy roadside between Ballinasloe and Ahaskara, very close to the small town of Ahaskara in East Galway. Phone coverage is poor. Patricia mentioned how they felt abandoned in a very isolated rural area. It really is, and there haven't been many people coming to the nursing home today, perhaps understandably so. But those I have spoken to said they are upset and didn't wish to speak. One family member told me that their relative who lives in the nursing home has tested COVID positive but doesn't have symptoms. They're hoping they will come through this okay, and they do want extra help here. As we know, 25 out of 27 residents here have tested positive, two others being admitted to hospital today after their conditions deteriorated. One resident, sadly, has died. And out of 8 nursing staff, 7 tested positive. And we understand 10 of 11 care assistants tested positive, leaving just 2 to man to look after all of these vulnerable people over the last 72 hours and feeling abandoned, as they said, trying to keep residents alive. I spoke to some people in the area who did know some of the residents there. Sadly, they knew the man who died yesterday as well, including a local councillor I spoke to. But first, here's a lady living next door to the Nightingale Nursing Home. I asked her what people knew in the area.
Just basically that, you know, there are a lot of cases in the nursing home that have come to light, I suppose, since Wednesday. And just that there are quite a lot of cases there, you know.
All but 2 of the residents and the staff testing positive, we're hearing now. How does that make you feel living next door?
I'm concerned for them, you know. It's very sad to see. They've been doing so well throughout the whole thing. And for now, for it to get to this far and to see so many of them, you know, become so sick. And not only that, but they don't have the help there now, you know.
Okay. Have you heard of COVID-19 cases in the community, or has it been a problem here in recent days?
No. it hasn't been a problem. It's the first case I've actually heard was here, you know, and now we have so many together, you know.
Does that worry you?
Well, I suppose it means circulation within our community, so a little bit worried. You know, my children go to school and play school here, so I suppose the worry is there, you know. You know, they're vulnerable, they're older, and I think they need the help and they need the care right now, you know.
Councillor Michael Connolly, I represent the Bannisloe electoral area. Yes, yesterday when I was talking to a person from my constituency, he told me that he was on his way to help to pick up the remains of a neighbour who had died at the nursing home. And when he mentioned the name, I happened to know the person very, very well. I'm sure I knew the person for the last 30 years, and I know his good wife also. A lovely couple, and I want to extend my sympathy to the family, to his wife, and to the family and the extended family, and indeed to all COVID-19 victims in County Galway and right throughout the country.
It's a very sad occasion, obviously, and our sympathies to that man's family and those in the community. Had you heard of COVID cases in the nursing home?
No, that was my first. Knowledge of COVID in the nursing home, and I understand that the matter has been raised in the Dáil today. But it just goes to show that this virus knows no boundaries, and that we all have to be very, very careful, and we all have to be conscious that we may have the virus and we may pass it on to somebody else.
All but two of the residents have tested positive. We're learning now for COVID-19. All but two of the staff. And staff speaking of their distress and trauma at not knowing what to do and panicking and feeling left abandoned. I understand you know other residents in the nursing home.
I know some other residents in the nursing home and know some of their relations. But it is a very, very worrying time for particularly for the staff and for the families of the people in the nursing home, when everybody or almost everybody in a nursing home tests positive for COVID-19. And then you're left in a situation where you have to try and get staff to fill in who don't know the patients, who don't know the people involved, who don't know the...
Just as I'm speaking to you, the Director of Nursing has told RTE's Liveline that she is at her wit's end. She doesn't know, they don't know what to do. She's COVID positive herself. They need help and they feel abandoned. For those residents you know in that nursing home, you told me you contacted Micheál Martin about a number of issues over COVID-19, your party leader. What would you say to him now? What does he need to do for people who feel abandoned and left in that nursing home?
And I've texted him and asked him to, had he or the government considered bringing in the army to upskill them maybe, or to upskill other sectors of the public sector to try and get them involved in testing or in contact tracing.
But I think you asked him to help those people, your constituents that feel abandoned, and the staff trying to help them that feel left on their own at their wit's end, as people are nearly all testing positive for COVID-19?
I haven't, but not specifically, but I certainly will do within the next couple of hours, because I didn't realise the situation was so grave until I listened to RT Radio 1 today to learn that almost everybody in the nursing home had tested, all but two had tested positive.
And that's Galway Fianna Fáil Councillor Michael Connolly. John, are there any signs of extra reinforcements arriving yet? Have you seen more staff arrive?
A few cars have come and gone from the Nightingale Nursing Home this afternoon, Sarah. It's just a large bungalow house. You'd hardly know it was a nursing home without the sign advertising Nightingale Nursing Home and Standards of Excellence on the wall outside. This morning, just a few cars. It was eerily quiet when I arrived here. And I couldn't help but think of those two people at their wit's end, as they said it, trying to look after and keep people alive. Some of those vulnerable residents, I'm told, don't have any close family to speak for them. This afternoon, there is a considerable media presence gathering outside the Nightingale Nursing Home and some other cars. So perhaps that's some of the extra staff the HSE said they are sending in to help here. I spoke to Ballygar General Practitioner Dr. Martin Daly. It was his tweet that raised this issue in the public domain first, when he spoke about so many cases of COVID-19 and no help apparently being available from the HSE. He spoke to Claire Byrne earlier as well today, and as we know then, that prompted staff in the nursing home to speak out. I asked him how he felt having to tweet that publicly, and really he said he was at the depths of despair.
I was very, very upset because of the response of the nurse who was in charge of the nursing home. She was desperate and extremely upset and quite emotional. She felt she had been abandoned by the system, and that the nursing home and the residents had been abandoned by the state. They had sought help from the HSE for an evolving situation where there was a cluster of COVID cases within the nursing home. One resident had died and another resident had been admitted to hospital, and they felt overwhelmed and without help.
Since then, we're told the HSE says it is providing support to the Nightingale Nursing Home. They provided staff from Roscommon Hospital, for instance, but the nurse manager, Patricia, has already outlined on RT Radio 1 and Liveline that that was just one nurse last night. There's more coming, we understand. Are you satisfied with the response?
It has required the intervention of the media to raise this issue. And I have to say the response has been very good. Our local representatives here, Deputy Fitzmaurice, Deputy Nocton, Deputy Claire Curran, have made representations. And an undertaking has been given to Deputy Dennis Nocton from Minister Donnelly that the Roscommon University Hospital will redeploy nursing staff and care staff to the nursing home to support them in their hour of need. And this is their hour of need, and it's their residents' hour of need, more importantly.
You're a GP in the community. Those are patients of yours in that nursing home. What's the best thing for them now? Can they be helped through this? These are vulnerable people dealing with COVID-19, a very serious disease. Can they be helped there? Can they get through this? Or should they be hospitalised? Or what would you like to see happen now?
I have to say I've just come off the phone from Dr. Hilary McLaughlin, who's the respiratory consultant in Portiuncla Hospital, and she has reassured me that they are capable of dealing with any acute respiratory cases arriving from these COVID-19 infections. And so I'm very heartened by her response and by her offer for help. I'm also heartened by the response in the community. Many off-duty nurses and nurses who are on holidays have offered their services to this nursing home. So that is good. And I'm hopeful that the HSE now will respond fully and support this nursing home to the next 14 days, which is the restricted time for the rest of the staff who tested positive.
Dr. Daly, finally, it would seem it took a doctor, as you said, at the depths of despair, sending out this tweet, and it took a nursing home nursing manager, COVID positive herself, crying on the radio on RTE to get the attention needed for these vulnerable residents in this nursing home. Could there be other cases like this? Will there be other nursing homes in this situation?
There will be. The prevalence of this coronavirus in the community is now high. We're seeing increased cases amongst young people. And of course, once it's in the community, it will get into nursing homes. And we really need to be nimble and flexible and have rapid response to evolving situations, because it's going to arise in other nursing homes.